You're with RN First Bite, on air, online through Radio National, and contactable through Facebook and Twitter.
I'm Marie-Morgane Moël, and I'm the writer of Secrets of a Lazy French Cook. The best thing about French food is that it actually tells a story. Some people might think that French food is actually pretentious or it has to be complicated. But actually, it's been transmitted from generations to generations of people, of families. And many of the recipes are actually were ways to use the leftovers. So it was really country food and not pretentious at all. So I came here from Paris 5 years ago now. It was for my job. I'm a correspondent for a French newspaper, Le Monde, and also the correspondent for a French international radio. So the thing I miss most about French food is the cheese and the bread, but especially cheese. I come from Franche-Comté, which is a region in eastern France, very well known for its cheese, and of course the Comté, which comes from the name of the region. And I really like to be able to go to the cheese producers, and so you talk to them about the way they did the cheese, they made the cheese, and it's very convivial. Australian food. Australian food is surprising, I guess. I didn't expect it to be so diverse. I guess when I came here, I thought it would be more British and I would have meat pies and meat pies. And actually, I realized that there was lots of immigration here and you had all these Italians and Greeks and probably the best coffee I've ever tasted anywhere. And so I was really impressed, actually. And I guess something which is impressive when you come here is to have all these fruits and these tropical fruits available, and like mango. And for me, having mangoes which come from the country you live in, still after 5 years, that's amazing. My ultimate food moment was very simple. It was on an island in Brittany, and on a very small island where you can only get by boat, and there was no electricity in the restaurant. You got there barefoot, and it was just grilled sardines. But the view was fantastic, so it was, yes, the best one. My last supper menu would be fish terrine as a starter, with fresh bread, which would still be warm from the baker. Then I would have a veal marengo. Then I would have cheese with Comté and Munster, very smelly cheese, and then I would have probably some chocolate mousse, because if it's my last dinner, I don't really mind about the calories anymore. And of course, I would have a very good Burgundy red wine, like Chassagne-Montrachet. Food to me is an experience. It's also something which needs to be comforting and reassuring. To me, being a lazy cook means that you don't sweat what you do in the kitchen. And for instance, the other day I tried to do a veal marengo, but I realized afterwards that I didn't have veal anymore. So I just looked at what I had in the fridge and it was chicken. So I did a chicken marengo. It was actually one of my best recipes. So yes, that's what it means to be a lazy cook.
And Marie's book, Secrets of a Lazy French Cook, a memoir of a French woman grappling with culture shock, is peppered with sweat-free recipes.